Hey everyone, it's Queen Cooley. Thank you so much for being here. I am outside. We are supposed to have a huge storm this entire weekend in the next 3 days, and I love storms. So I'm in my lanai and I wanted to come out here because I get really tired of being inside all the time. And it's just windy and pretty awesome. And hopefully you can hear me okay. So today I wanted to talk to you a little bit about success, how you see success, what you want to come to you, and how it may be coming to you and it's on its way, or you may be repelling it, right? And what I have learned, and I'm sure you have heard this, is that success is a vibration. Just like happiness and joy are a vibration, and just like fear and abandonment and frustration are energy levels as well, right? They're vibrations. And every day, many, many times a day, we make choices based on information we have or don't have, and we raise and lower our vibration. Now, the most important part of this, if you don't know, let me back up 1 second. So my name's Queen Cooley. I am an activator. The reason I'm here on the planet is to help you find your gifts, release and remove whatever's keeping you stuck, and then bring you into alignment and then raise your vibration. Because once that happens, and you're in the right alignment with the right vibration, that's when things start coming to you that you want to happen. And I'll give you an example. In just the last 2 months, I have had two things that were on my vision board come to life, and they were really big things. And I was still surprised, even though I shouldn't be, because I've been working very hard on at the business, but also on my vibration. But I was super happy as well. And I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying that because I use myself as an example. Anybody who's out there listening to me right now, if you're struggling, if you've tried and you tried and you tried, and you're still working a corporate job, maybe you like it, maybe you hate it, and you're not using your gifts. Maybe you have tried being an entrepreneur before and it didn't work and you went back to corporate. Maybe you are a heart-centered entrepreneur and things are good, but not great. Or maybe everything's going great and you just want to get even better. Whatever you're searching for, your next level, I am here to help get you there as seamlessly and as easy as possible. Now, here's the thing. It's all about your vibration. Now, I used to think, and you tell me what you think. Do you think that you are separate from the most successful, highest version of yourself? Or do you think that the you that's listening to me right now is your highest version, and you're one together? And if you think that they're separate, this version of you in the 3D, then your highest version of yourself, you're wrong. The difference is that you're not there yet, but you can easily in 1 millisecond be with that higher version of yourself. There's a process to it, which I teach all my clients if they're ready for it. But it is a game changer. And why is that? Because the higher self that you have doesn't carry any of the stuff that you're still working on, any of the lower vibrational stuff. It doesn't carry fear, frustration, anger, any of that. What it does is lead with love. That version of you leads with love, has been through everything, has learned all the lessons, and is moving forward with lots of love. Lots of determination, but humbleness, joy, gratitude. And that's why it's your highest self, because it's on a higher vibration, as the highest vibration possible, right? And that's the version that we all want to get to, because that's where the good stuff happens. That's where things that you really want in your life start coming towards you, or how you want to show up in the world happens, right? So I'd like to ask you a question. If you were at your highest vibration, what would that look like? What would you look like physically? How would you be different? Who would you be talking to? Who would be your mentors? What would you be doing? And how would you be acting versus now in the 3D? Because if you can correct and really move into your higher self, that's when the alignment comes, and that's when like I said, the good stuff happens. Now, sometimes it's easy and sometimes it's not. It's been a bit easier for some than others. It just depends on their receptivity to it. And it's really about losing the logical mind. In this instance, your success is based in the spiritual realm more than you know. Why? Because again, it's all vibration. So the way it works really simply is, as I said before, you're making all of these decisions every single day about how you feel. You know, say you get up in the morning, everything's great. You have your breakfast, you're going off to work, everything's awesome. And then you're in your car and then somebody cuts you off. And then right then and there, you're like, start to swear, start to get upset. So you went from being in a high vibration, everything's great, it's going to be a great day, to a lower vibration really quick. How could that person cut me off? Are they crazy? What's going on? Right? And if that happens, sometimes it takes work to get back to the higher vibration that you were at, for sure. But everything that you feel goes out into the world like a beacon. And the universe hears that and says, whatever it is, oh, you want more of that? Let me send it to you. So if you're in a high vibration, you're thankful, you're happy. Yes, I don't know what's going to happen today, but it's going to be amazing. I say that every day. I am ready. I open my arms and say, you, this is a good one, guys. Open your arms and say, I am open and I am receiving whatever spirit or God wants to send to me. And I am ready because I know that whatever or whoever comes my way is going to be perfect for me. And I'll be perfect for them. Right. And it can be business, it can be romantic, it can be on any level. It can even also be with your family. Any family members that sometimes we don't get along or we go through periods where we don't get along, you can change that as well. But the key is you have to be open and receiving. Receiving's the big word. Because I could give you every tool in the book. But if you're not open to receiving and using it and doing the work and being grateful and in the right vibration, which is thank you so much, just like when we get our downloads or we get anything from the realms, or you have any of your gifts start to get activated and you get excited, right? That's what it's about. So, really important because we are all connected. Everything you say, everything you do, everything, every time you act out, every time I was told by God that every time I am in a bad mood and I close somebody off, I'm closing him off because we are all that connected. And vice versa, anytime you do something great and you have open arms and maybe you're helping someone in the grocery store, just talking to them, right? That all vibrates out into the universe. So it's important. You don't realize, I used to say, I don't really, yes, we're connected. I totally get it. Well, I didn't get it until I realized we are connected up into the realms too. Your ancestors that are up in the heavens that are no longer with us are still with you. And everything you do, they can still feel, right? So it is very important that you have a high vibration about yourself. And the fastest way to get to that high vibration is to be grateful. Grateful for everything around you. I'm grateful for where I live. I'm grateful for the food on the table. It can be little, make it simple and just say, I'm so grateful for everything in my life and feel that because it's way more than saying it. You have to really feel it in your heart. That's where the magic happens. Your heart is the catalyst for change. Your heart feels way faster than your logical mind. It's been proven. If you guys ever need a reference point for your heart and ever want to study, there are free and paid studies out there. It's called the Heart Math Institute. I've talked about it before. It is awesome. They do all kinds of work on the heart. They have quite a few reports that are free. And they also work with animals and how animals affect people. And it's all about the heart. People used to think that the brain, the logical brain was where it was at. But actually, that's not true. The heart feels before the brain, and the heart has a larger aura about it. It's like, I don't remember the exact number, but say it's 10 times larger of a container. So when you say something like, I'm heartbroken, that's a real thing. A real thing. However, I can tell you that hearts are never truly broken. Because here's a little insider tip for you, that God put in golden strands into your heart, all the way through your heart. Everyone has this. So when your heart breaks and you have, you're going through something difficult, it breaks open, but it's not fully broken. It always can come back together and mend back together. So I wanted to read to you from one of my guides a little bit of information that I think will help you. And I had said, how can I move forward? This is for you. Push past your perceived boundaries and play with your future. You put yourself in prisons of your own imaginings. Your prisons are not real. They're all illusions. And when they say prisons, they mean, I can't do it. I'm not smart enough. I don't have enough money. The excuses, right? I'm not ready. I live here and I need to be in LA to do that type of work. I don't know enough people. I don't know anybody in that industry. What if you wanted to work in a totally different industry? Let's just say, for example, maybe you work in IT, or maybe you work in marketing at a really large company. And you've been doing this for a while, but your heart is calling you to do something different. And you were really good with music as a child, and you want to go towards music. You don't know if it's going to be producing, writing, whatever it is, but you need to go to where the music is, right? Either LA or if your country like Nashville, and you live in, I don't know, Georgia. And you might even say, if you're maybe mid-age, maybe 30s or 40s, I'm too old. I don't think I have enough talent. I have to move and move the whole family. What if it doesn't work out? I have to leave my job. It's a big risk. That's true. All that's true. Or you could maybe do some stuff on YouTube, get discovered, right? The universe has a million ways to bring you happiness, joy, and success, a million plus ways. And you only think of one way or two ways. That's just the way we're conditioned. But the thing is, when you say those words, I'm not smart enough, or I don't have enough money, or I'm too old, or I'm not good enough, those are illusions that you then believe to be real. And once they're real, they're very hard to get rid of. And it's all in your mind. You can make something as easy or as difficult as you want. People say all the time, it's hard to make money. No, it's not. It's easy to make money. There's not enough money in the world. Yes, there is. There's a lot of money. You'd be shocked at how young some people are making millions of dollars, 19, 20 years old, right? It's all about the mindset, and it's all about the abundant mindset and the scarcity mindset. And there's a difference between the two. And it goes back to your vibration and what you're putting out there. If you're closing all the doors before you even start, of course it's not going to go well for you, right? You have to be open to the possibilities. You have to do the work too, but you have to be open. And that's what the guide was saying. Your prisons are not real, they're all illusions. Think of what you want to do and make it happen. Let nothing stop you. Once you get on the way to greatness and on your spiritual path, you'll be sent precious ascended masters and guides to help you. So you will not be alone. You will have help. Your power and your strength will grow, and you must take aligned action. And that's not any action, but aligned action, right? So you have to get in alignment with what you want, start going for it, write it out, your goals, and then take aligned action. And if you feel afraid or unready, wake up. The world needs your light. Do not worry if you have not learned enough or are not an expert. All you need to do is say what's in your heart. Now, to the subject of fear. The only thing you should fear is spirit, the creator of all, whatever you believe. I believe in God, so for me, it's God. It could be Lord Shiva, it could be Buddha, whatever you believe. Fear is a weapon used against all mankind to keep you stuck and in place, leaving you to feel lost and without a way forward. This is a lie and an illusion. Okay? Fear keeps you stagnant and you will not move forward, even when all the signs say go forth. Surrender to your fear. You're saying, how do I get around this? Surrender to it. So we're taught when we're young to run away from fear. At least I was. So you see something big and scary. Oh my gosh, I'm running by, like I'm out. Well, what happens when you turn and face your fears? That's what you have to do. So that voice that's saying, I can't do this, I'm not strong enough, don't know how, don't have enough money, don't know the right people, all that. What happens when you turn and say, yeah, that's all true, but I can do this. I believe in myself. I know that if I step forward in faith over fear, right, which I teach a lot on, things will start coming towards me. Because that's the thing. You have to step out first. That's why it's a faith test. And then you get the confirmation, not before. Make sense? So you have to step out first, where you have no idea if anybody's going to catch you. You have no idea what's going to happen, but you say, I am strong within myself. I believe I have help all around me, and I'm going to move forward. And then you'll be supported. Surrender to the fear. That's the key. Turn and face it. It will then appear smaller, and you'll be able to surrender to it. Once that surrender takes place, all the fear's grip is fully relinquished, and you're back in control. Big, big, big secret. Many people just don't understand how it works. And we spend our whole lives in fear, not doing what we want to do, people pleasing, not happy, and it really sucks. How much longer are you going to do this? This is not fun. This is your life. As some of you may or may not know, I just went through a 18-month awakening. And I was really taught by someone very tough, but very caring and loving, how to be stronger. And a lot of this ties into your self-worth and what you think you can and can't do. And it's just like the saying goes, if you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you can't. But you have the opportunity. This is your life. This person that was teaching me passed away. He was only 41 years old. Totally shocking. So I would urge you and suggest to you, start now. Have the life that you want starting now. Nobody knows what's going to happen. We live in a crazy world, no matter where you are on this planet. I want to support you and help you. So I hope this helped you today. Please email me. My email will be below. If you're interested in working with me one-on-one, we can do that. I also have the Brave Academy, and I'm also starting a membership portal, which will be for there'll be a couple different tiers. But if you're interested, I'd love to talk with you. Let me know where you're struggling, how I can help. Just email me. It's jsalant5@outlook.com. I'll leave it below. And please do comment. Let me know if this helped you. All right, guys, have a great night. I'll talk to you soon.